Welcome to Rabanesta, Cooper. This is my hunt club, where we take on the most dangerous game in all of Ivalice, for fun and profit. The monsters are fierce, the petitioners often desperate, and Club Centurio is more than capable of taking on anything they have to throw at us. This is Mont Blanc's Hunters, a Final Fantasy role-playing game using the Genesis system from Fantasy Flight Games. Shall we begin, Cooper?
I'm Jesse. I'm playing Batur, a human dragoon.
I'm Chris. I'm playing Ruxel, and I'm a monk.
I am Ken, better known as Ravenant to most. I am playing a Sikh. Did I get that right with the extra vowels? Named Horst Nordfink.
Welcome, everybody. This is Mont Blanc's Hunters. And things seem somewhat stable. I'm happy about that. And so we're going to hopefully continue that. And for those who are joining us for the first time, this is a Final Fantasy tabletop role-playing game that's set in the world of Ivalice, which you know from Final Fantasy Tactics and Final Fantasy XII. And we are members of Club Centurio, which is Mont Blanc's hunt club. And on the last Sunday of every month, we have a new job that will take us to the far reaches of Ivalice so that we can see exotic creatures in their natural habitat and then kill them for fun and profit. So welcome. So whenever we play this game, we do open up the channel points to either help the players or make their lives more difficult. If you click on the channel points, that is right below the chat bar, then you will see Vader Kid, you cannot give yourself a boost.
It was an example.
You will see the ability it was an example. You will see the ability to either give a blue die, a boost die, and that will help the players, or a setback die, which is a black die, which will make their lives more difficult. First of all, if y'all do have your dice roller open, if you will go in there and all the players do the special roll button, and then you'll have the option to roll destiny, and we will get roll our destiny points up.
Destiny.
All right, finally got one dark side. Nice. That definitely is in y'all's favor, though. So we do have three lights and one dark. So that's leaning in your favor. We'll see what we can do about that.
Vator, get out of here, dude. You can just jump and never come back down. All right.
Let's do it. Dark side. I like it.
Mm. All right. You are in Ravenester, and which is your home base, and is also the location of Club Centurio Hunt Club. And you have noticed that there has been a new posting for work, and this one just seems to be like helping somebody through an area. So the money seems pretty good. And what it says is that they need an escort through the Salika Wood in order to do a job. And it will direct you to a Moogle for more information, and he's going to be found nearby, probably in the bazaar area.
An escort mission in a weird area.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. I was wondering if I should put it into chat, frankly, but I mean, okay, it's money.
Money, good.
I'm game.
Yeah, let's go to the weird place.
Money is good. You will come across as you go into the bazaar. And as a reminder, you are able to in the bazaar. Why is that tilted over there? Sorry, hold on. Let me fix that.
Is this bouncing raven a new thing? I like that.
That's the pet.
It is. Really, that's
like response.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does he respond? Was it burgers?
Yeah. He will respond to certain things. He does respond to burgers. I forgot to do that. There is a ton of keywords that I put in there that he will respond to, and I do not remember most of them. So we'll probably run across some as we go. As a reminder, in the bazaar that you are able to buy supplies for the trip. And Shop Girl, thank you for the lurk.
But we need to go to the bazaar. We gotta equip up, right? Do we know what we're facing at all? At all?
No. And as you go there, you are going to see this Moogle, and he is like decked out and ready to go. He's got a big oversized backpack on and a hat, and he seems ready. He's like sitting on a bench, but of course he's a Moogle, so his little legs are don't touch the ground, and he's kind of kicking them back and forth, waiting. Now, the Sleek of Woods, it is very wooded, and a lot of things that are more plant-based, we'll say. And so plant stuff is generally weak to ice. But as far as what you might face there, there's a number of different creatures that you might run into.
Okay. Well, weak to ice. We've got fire, and we got fire, ain't we? Isn't that the...
Yeah, I got fire.
Can we fight fire with fire?
Anymore, hold on.
It's a little higher in the Discord.
And have you been updating our monies?
I think I have. Materia would be 300. If you wanted an ice item, let me see if I actually wrote that. You could get an Antarctic Wind, which would be kind of the same as an ice spell for 250.
$250. I would like to do that.
I want to also. I don't know how many materia slots I have, but I got some sort of like dope claw on the last event.
Just that's right, you did.
I think you told me I have 15 materia slots. That's what you said. I'm holding you to it.
I may have said that. I was drinking pretty heavily. I think what I meant was one.
I honestly can't remember anymore. I thought I had a fire materia, but maybe not. But I wouldn't mind picking up an ice one this time around, is all I'm saying. I can swap them in and out, like, pretty much at will, right? It'll take a turn to swap.
You swap them essentially at a long rest. It is a little bit involved to kind of get them out and get them back in.
Okay. So I'm not going to do it in the midst of battle, but so I can't like hot swap, but...
Right. I would say short rest. You can switch them out. And I cannot... I'm having internet problems tonight. I'm sorry if there is a delay. We're gonna work our way through it, but I am. It's taking a little bit of time to just load things. I do apologize that.
Just roll 20 being roll 20.
It's everything. I don't know what's going on with my internet, but we'll work through it.
Yo. Well, I'd like to buy an ice materia. I think I'd like to buy two potions as well. I'll just go ahead and plus me up there. So that's 350. Yeah.
Now you already have two. Yeah. You have two. You already have two potions. You want two more?
Yeah. So long as it doesn't like stress my encumbrance or anything like that.
No, that's fine.
Uh,
Hey, do I have any slots?
It's Final Fantasy. If you have one of an item or 99 of an item, it's the exact same thing. And it's the exact same slot in your inventory.
Excellent. I will buy 99 potions. Now, is it worthwhile? Like upgrading armor?
I think you were saying something.
Can you all hear me? Is that my problem?
It will be. I think I'm on a little bit of delay, and so I'm sorry about that. But I think Vader Kid was saying something, but I do think I'm getting kind of a delay on my end. Sorry about that.
We'll be gentle.
Do I get materia slots for my spear?
I definitely do need delay. Yeah, you have one.
Okay. I will purchase.
This is going to be miserable to edit.
I will purchase. Is it on y'all's end too? Delay? Okay.
No, I feel I hear you just fine.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all are
fine.
I will
buy one of those frost things.
You'll hear that later.
So it's how much for 250 for the frost materia?
Mm-hmm. The materia is 300. The Antarctic wind. I said 250. It's going to be 200.
Okay.
So wait, what's Antarctic today? Wind as opposed to the materia? The Antarctic wind is like a spell, but it's fungible. Is that right?
It is an item that works as a spell. You chuck it, and it casts that spell. It is it's consumed at that point though. Whereas the materia you can keep and switch out as you will.
It's an ice grenade.
Yeah, I like it.
Yes.
Maybe. So DM, I have a question. I've got a lot of Skrill laying around right now. I have some armor I might want to upgrade. I think I should have a pretty dope claw by now. I don't know if that's reflected in my player sheet or not. I feel like it's time to spend. I could throw down on an expendable spell or two, but I'm wondering if there's some upgrades to like my core set that I could go for. You have anything like that?
There will be, but it's not in the rules yet.
All right, great, super. Let's just keep on tracking that.
So
okay, no, I'm fine. I'll just keep on racking up.
Yeah, since
yeah, man. Diamond hands. Since
I know we're looking at armor, I will make that the next one to do.
Okay. Well, then can I buy me one of those Arctic winds, like just in case it comes in handy?
And Batur, did you say you were doing that as well, or?
I have 550. Says it. So it's 200 for the ice grenade and 300 for the materia.
Right.
Yes. I will purchase both then. This sounds fun.
Okay.
I want to jump up in the air and throw an ice grenade.
All right. Horse, are you getting anything?
Yes. Two potions, an ice materia, and a phoenix down.
Oh, man.
Big spender.
Every day I'm hustling.
Great. Awesome. All right. All right, so like that Moogle is kind of eyeing you, like you're buying a bunch of stuff for an adventure, and you could his little antenna palm is like shaking in excitement as he's watching you, hoping that you know somebody is going to pick up his bill.
What's the relationship between dragoons and Moogles?
And this is where you walk right past them and we end the stream.
Yep, there we go.
You know, like dragoons is not like a warring nation. It's just a job.
Oh. Okay.
There was so much disappointment there.
Part of my lore, gentlemen, is that I don't even have magic because I can't talk intelligibly. So I take a back seat in interactions like this. Is either one of you willing to engage this Moogle and find out what's up with this cute little self?
He looks pretty tasty.
I look over at you. And I say, I don't trust things that are that look like they're five and are 500 years old.
Vera, kid, we need to talk to him.
You say that to the Moogle?
Or it's non-negotiable, man. So I just kind of I nudge it toward him anyway.
I just realized we're missing the person in the party who would go up to these people and demand money. And absolutely. Now we just have kind of the awkward guys in the group that are just staring.
Yeah. The wallflowers that spend all the time in the gym. I take my reptilian tail and I nudge Vader Kid right up next to him, just kind of, you know.
Vator hesitantly walks up to this thing.
Just push him forward. Kind of stumble.
And I lean over and I say, you looking at us? You need something?
Hey, why are you talking to him? Weren't we supposed to find a guy going to the woods?
Oh, that's me. And he jumps up and it lands on the ground, and you could his entire backpack shakes and kind of jingles as he lands. And he says, allow me to introduce myself. I am Muggin. I am part of the Cartographers Guild, and I am on an important mission to map part of the Silica Woods, and I just wanted to make sure I would not get in any danger along the way.
Well, Mugen, real adventurers,
Cartographers Guild,
real adventurers don't need maps.
Mugen. Okay.
What does map making have to do with a bunch of cart makers?
Yeah, right.
Oh, you are a funny one. Very good, very good. Can we go?
What's the pay? Let's talk coin. Let's talk cash.
Yes. The pay is 2,400. Is easily evenly divisible by 3.
I'm not that great at math, but that doesn't evenly divide.
Yeah. I can't divide that by 3. That sounds like 900 per person. Is that right?
It's 800 per person. But that was a good effort.
2,400 doesn't divide as evenly as by 3 as, say, 2,700 does.
I agree with my friend here. How important is this job to you?
Oh, at 27, that's so much. What if we do 25 and y'all can figure out how to divide that by 3?
100 up from 2,400? That seems kind of stingy.
I pull out my arcubus and I start doing the beads.
Y'all offered 300.
Arcubus? What is it called?
What's an arcubus?
Abacus?
It's an abacus. I shouldn't even know that. My character shouldn't know that. You're making me break character, dude.
My arcubus. Vator calls it an arcubus. And he's like,
someone.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, 2,500 legit isn't even enough for us to throw a little bit of money at Mimosa.
Somebody go ahead and roll a negotiation roll.
A negotiation roll.
Okay. No, oh, I've got a yellow and a green.
I don't even see it. Oh, there it is. Oh,
is a yellow and a green that's good? Grubby.
Against what? DM?
Better than 2 greens. It'd be against 1 purple. And what I do on those is I'm going to, based on how many successes and how many advantages you get, that's going to be how much.
Oh.
Okay. So you can't all roll. All right. Ruxel rolled first. It's so you are going to agree on 27.
I'll take it.
Sweet.
Well, let's move along.
All right. So you are starting in Rabanester, and you are going to take the Sky Ferry north to Nalbina Fortress. And then from there, you're going to rent chocobos ride through the fields up to Silica Wood.
Do, 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 do.
That was a real quality effort, Rafe. Real quality. I couldn't have done better. Okay.
Silica I can't Wood. Tell if you're mocking me or not.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
All right, so the suggestion I'm going to make on this is a really, really huge map. And so what I would really recommend is that y'all zoom out a lot.
All right, let's crush it, dudes. It's like GeoGuessr. I see black right now.
Do you also see a red door?
I mean, I see nothing, but let me go ahead and just refresh this old bad boy and see what happens.
Oh, there it is.
It's getting all weird on me. I thought so. Oh, I'm right out in front, too.
Y'all can move yourselves wherever you want. Do me a favor and kind of keep your place in this, because the light will follow you. If y'all aren't moving things around, you're not going to be able to see anything. The Silica Wood is like this really super dense forest, and it's nearly impossible to navigate, except that these paths, you're walking off the path.
Oh,
that's not ground. The brown is the ground.
Brown is the ground.
Get back on the ground.
I'm coming back. I was exploring.
I'm
an adventurer
brown,
after all.
This.
I cannot access my.
This brown is actually wooden paths.
It only lets me select Vader Kid's character. Do you have any idea why that happened?
I have the same problem.
Oh. All right, let me check.
All right, Vader Kid is moving ahead.
Do I need to change my display name or something? Does my display name have to be my character?
It's a permissions thing.
Oh, wait.
Okay,
wait.
Everybody try now. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm good. I'm hanging out in the grass. I'm gonna have a picnic. No big deal.
This is the greenest grass I've ever seen.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's like St. Augustine grass.
You just put your hand in it and go.
I hang out in this little elbow here.
Yes.
You guys, I see some monsters up ahead. You see that noise?
You're not supposed to go ahead already.
You told us to move around.
I'm pulling back. No big deal. Just hanging out back here with Mont Blanc or this guy that we're escorting, whatever.
Morgan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Morgan will say, okay, all right. Very good. So getting back to the point of this, all the brown area in this is this this kind of wooden pathway amongst the trees that has been built. Otherwise, this forest would not at all be able to be navigated. It's that thick. And so you are kind of perched up within the trees, but it's ridiculously dark because of the thick canopy above you. And Morgan will kind of get his supplies out, and he's kind of double checking things, and he says, yeah, they're just they wanted me to check out, like, there's to make sure in this other area that we wouldn't have any problems setting up another path. And so I'm gonna go over here and just take a look, and hopefully we'll be in and out with no problems whatsoever.
Sounds perfect.
Whatever you need to do, little person.
Little guy.
Oh, hello. He walks ahead.
You goofball. Come on, dude. Does he even have weapons?
No.
Super. Well, I want to follow him. Can I do that? Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry. Absolutely. Yeah, you can go and in fact, he would much prefer that. You come across right away this a group of little creatures that they kind of look like Eevees from Pokemon. But they're kind of a small little fluffy rabbits. And if anybody has a knowledge check.
Knowledge check. I don't expect I'm going to be great at that.
No, just knowledge. I have two greens, but I think that's normal.
Yeah. So if you roll against like three.
Okay.
If you roll against three, I'm sorry, two purples, then we could do that. Yeah.
Nope. Not going to work for a dude.
You did get an advantage. Any thoughts on the advantage?
I'm not immersed yet, if I'm being frank. So, can we crib that advantage for a little bit? I'm fine right now.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, do we all get to roll?
Yeah, you can roll.
I got one success and one threat. So could I posit that my threat is some false information I know about the creature?
Between y'all's threats, I'll let you know what you know about these things. And these are called weird hairs, and you know that they just kind of inhabit this area, and they're not normally hostile unless they get attacked, and so they just wander about. I'm thinking though, like the threat is that Mogin has his face buried in all these maps and stuff that he's brought, and he's checking things, and he is walking like directly toward these guys.
Yeah, they look like their heads look like upside down squirrel heads.
does he look like he's about to walk straight into one?
Yes.
Guys,
watch where you're going.
Can I rush?
I've made some measurements. I can kick them all.
Can I rush up ahead to Mugen? Because that's what I'm going to call him. So I'm going to make it a point to mispronounce everyone's name.
Wow.
I'd like to call him Goldschlager.
Goldschlager.
Is that a problem with anybody else?
And can I run up to him and try to redirect him really quickly? Like maybe just take his head and twist him like away from these things? Because I guess I know enough that maybe if I don't bother these things, they won't bother us.
Yeah. So yeah, he'll start heading in a different direction here. And, you see the hairs kind of move away, and he is just he's just kind of really talking to himself, like not even really loud enough for y'all to hear, but just like, this is really interesting. You know, I've never been over here. Well, and I don't know, maybe I can find something out really cool about the forest below. And he starts looking down over the railing, and and it's like, it's so dark down there. Guys, did y'all see this? Grunt.
While we don't all share in your excitement, I would warn you to watch where you're going.
Okay.
And I kind of point at the squirrely things.
Oh no, he's gone. He's gone.
Did he fall off the edge?
No,
he went running up the path.
Yeah. Right past little squirrely diddles. Okay.
And now that I've zoomed in, I think I'm going to name him Donnie Darko.
I hope that doesn't come back to haunt us, man. That movie doesn't end well.
All right. So he,
as long as there aren't any planes,
so he takes off and runs off without us.
I think we've got him blocked in.
He's not like running anywhere. He's just very much kind of lost in his own world.
Can we tie a
What would be the equivalent of intimidate?
That was
a joke. Let's take a look.
Would it be
just jump real high?
Coercion?
Freak him out with a gym.
I've got negotiation.
coercion, probably.
Maybe not. Maybe that's not the best thing to do. What would Vator do?
I have 3 green in coercion.
I need to get the point across to him, whether that's he needs to not do that. So I don't know if that'd be a negotiation, a charm, or coercion. I'll let the DM. I want to firm.
Well, how would you approach it? Like
firmly, but I guess
that sounds like coercion.
Firmly tell him
so far
that you need to not run away from us, or we will leave you and we'll abandon the quest. Like,
okay, go ahead and roll coercion against
all
2.
Right, I got 2. It's 2 purples. All
right. While he's doing 2 that, purples, I've got 4 right. Athletics. Could I just do like some locker room like intimidation?
Successes.
Is that possible?
Locker room. You know what I'm talking about? All right. Did I succeed?
Like, it'd still be coercion.
So two successes.
Yeah.
Wait.
Never mind. I'll hold that back.
So,
yeah.
So, can I say what I'm going to do?
Yeah. So. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna.
I thought you just did, but yeah.
Well, I'm gonna walk up to him and I'm gonna pull the map out of his hand and I'm gonna look at him and I'm gonna point him in the face. If you want us to stay with you, you're going to have to pay attention to where we are. Do you understand?
Yes.
Lizard, like. Well, I shouldn't say that. Reptilian, a grunt of like affirmation. I'm behind him, over his shoulder. I wrap my fists together. I support it.
He says, Yes, Mr. Vator man. I'm sorry. I'll do better. Can I have my map back?
I hand him his map. Like, pay attention to where we are.
Oh.
You're not in a safe place.
You gave it back?
Okay, well, we need to go over there. Can we go over there?
But slowly. Methodically.
Slowly, right. All right, so he's going to come this way. So, so tell me how y'all are like walking. Are you, are you staying ahead of him?
You know, I kind of like the idea of us forming a protective cell around him, not running too far out ahead or behind yeah. or anything like that. Like a Secret Service sort of situation.
Yeah. I'll, if y'all want to get the flanks and I'll cover the rear.
Okay. Yeah. I'll flank it. I'm going to have to stand out in the woods to do a little flank stuff, but I'm into some flank. All right. Goldschlager.
All right. What's your move?
All right. So yeah, we'll keep going forward this way.
Goldschlagen. What are you doing, bro?
So as you come this way, what you see is a couple of these tiny creatures, and they're this is something you may have heard of. This again would be a knowledge roll against 2 if you know what these things are. But they're like these little people, and they're like wearing clothes. They got pants and a shirt on, except they have these pumpkin heads.
I have rolled knowledge, DM.
All right, so that's a lot of success. Only, yeah.
Not only do I have a lot of success, but there's a lot of threat. My genius, it's just frightening how much I know about these things. Right? Chilling.
Right, so...
I don't know what to do with that roll, frankly.
Yeah. Well, the threat is as you were approaching, these guys seem to be asleep, just on the trail. And, but the threat is that they woke up. They heard a squeak of the boards as you step forward. But, these people refer to these just as like pumpkin heads, and they are, no one's really quite sure, you know, where they come from or exactly how intelligent they are, but they're very, very hostile and will almost certainly attack on sight. And they have woken up and are standing up. And so let's go ahead and get some initiative in, and you are going to be rolling your cool. Cool against 1. One purple.
All dice have canceled out? That's not real. Come on, Vautour.
All right, two against two purple. All right. Big money.
One success from three advantage.
Ah! Huzzah!
Okay. So, they rolled high and low, and so one of them is going to go first, then it's all three of you in any order that you want, and then it's going to be the other one's turn. And so the first one is going to charge forward, and it's going to charge up against Horst and throw his hands up, and light erupts from his hands. And so, Horst, what is your willpower?
Three.
All right, you become dazed as a confusion spell takes hold. But you also get an advantage. And so any thoughts on what the advantage is?
I'm just going to throw this out there right now. I can kick both of these things. I can kick both of them with a boost. I can kick both of them twice. I don't really know. But if we want them to go away, there's one idea.
I have a question.
I can kick them in the butt. I can kick them into a rut. I can kick them from here to there. I can kick them anywhere.
I have a question. If I defeat all of these single-handedly, can you call me Billy Corgan?
Whoa. I don't know, man. I mean, despite all my rage, I just... That was a good moment, wasn't it?
Anyway, for my advantage, being dazed and confused, I now have Led Zeppelin stuck in my head, and I hate Led Zeppelin, so...
Are you hot for teacher? Okay.
It's going to empower me in my next...
Van Halen! Yeah.
That was clearly Cyndi Lauper.
Clearly!
I'm sorry, what was the advantage? I got distracted by Van Halen.
Next turn, he becomes a golden god. Like, he's a fully realized avatar. All seven chakras in line. Dude gets crits all day long.
Like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll consider that.
No, you consider it as good.
Vautour, do you mind if I just do some kicking around and see what kind of cleanup
do
I
your thing?
I would like to execute my talent, kick. So that's my brawl, which is two yellow and two green against two purple, correct?
Right.
Nah, I'm not pleased with that outcome, if I'm being frank.
Wait, who's Frank?
I knew that was coming.
What is the base? So you only... You only actually hit one of them, but you do kick the closer one to you. What is the damage listed on that?
Each doing damage equal to your agility, and my agility is 14. It's
or three.
Okay, yeah. Only three. It's a bummer, but it's three.
It hits them pretty good. Now, I did want to do something different with battles. Instead of using the advantages and disadvantages to do crits, we can either carry them over for a boost next combat round, or you can do it for something environmental. You accidentally kick a limb of a tree, but it kind of blocks one of their paths or something like that.
But not crits. Crits are too OP.
Yeah, I didn't like the way the crits kind of played out in this version of the game. So
yeah, no, that's fair. Could we make this path we're on look a little bit less like an aneurysm? Is that possible? You know what I'm talking about? It's just kind of... It's environmental. Well, I didn't get a crit or anything, right? That I just hit one of them for three, and we're just going along, and now it's Vautour's turn to leave us.
Well, you have some advantages, so you could use them.
Did I get advantages from that roll? I thought those were threats. Yeah. Oh, okay. A couple of advantages. I'd like that second one to be waylaid such that it cannot get in within melee distance of us.
Okay. So yeah. So like a tree limb falls over and blocks the path in front of him.
Yeah. Yeah. Or he steps in some mud. I don't know. Whatever you feel like. Tree limb is good.
Yeah, you tried to kick both of them and you hit the first one, but as you were spinning around, you accidentally got tangled up in the tree, and so kind of just bounced back, and you were fine from that. But yeah, that limb comes crashing down and right in front of the path, and he gets startled and he gets moved back a little bit, and so he's not going to make it to you on this turn.
Was that three enough to kill the first pumpkin head? Defeat it, vanquish it, and bow?
No.
Where is it?
No, it hurt it pretty good.
It disappeared.
I don't see him on the map.
I think horse is sitting on him. Yeah, horse was sitting on him.
Horst, come on, bro. Okay, great. Yeah, there he is again. Okay, super. Okay, this is great. Vautour, you haven't even
Horse keeps yet. Trying to move away from his party because he's confused and he thinks I'm going to forget.
So
Vautour, could this possibly be the first round that you've engaged a melee without jumping?
It might be. I don't plan on jumping on this. I'm going to rush up to this pumpkin head and I'm going to take a swipe with my spear and. Yellow and two greens against purples, right?
Right. Let's do it. Let's roll.
Two purples, yeah.
All right. I have four successes and two threats.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, man. That's like crushing a jack-o'-lantern on Halloween as a high schooler, man. That thing's just
stab through this pumpkin.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and this is a... Yeah, this was definitely I don't even need to know your base damage. You killed him, and so awesome. How does it?
I want to stab through it, like you would when you were a kid on November 1st. Pumpkin, and gonna start swinging it around, and all the pumpkin guts and seeds start going everywhere. And Vautour seems like he's having a little bit too much fun.
I would like to collect these seeds. I immediately build a campfire and begin roasting them because I'd like to crib them away for a high protein snack for later. Is that cool with everybody?
Nice.
Thank you so much for joining me. And I do hope you had the most Kupo time, Kupo. Join us for our next hunt right here on the podcast, or join us live on the last Sunday of every month at twitch.tv/technofunkboy. This is a Playwell Network podcast where you've just been pwned. Wait, do I really have to say that? That's quite rude.
Grandpa, I just can't wait to play GTA 5 online with my new PS5. Can you buy it for me for my birthday?
Well, you know, when I was your age, I had all the time in the world for video games, but no money to buy new ones. That's how I was able to beat the classics, like The Legend of Zelda.
Well, that's great, Grandpa.
Nowadays, I have all the money I need for games. In fact, they've never been easier and cheaper to buy. But, son, your grandpa amassed an entire library of games that he's never played. And now that I'm old, I just don't have the time to play them all.
Okay, Grandpa, I think my squad's getting together, so I've got
to go. That's why I listen to the Backlog Breakdown, a podcast about becoming a wise steward of your time while also enjoying video games. Whether it's detailing the strengths and pitfalls of specific games or encouraging you to take stock of your buying habits, the Backlog Breakdown helps me to get the most out of the games that I play.
You know, Christmas is still a few months away, so just forget that I
They're also really good at being bad at brevity.
Did you forget to take your meds this morning?